I think it sort of shows how far I've progressed, but yeah, I think an overwhelming sort of feeling after both matches is frustration that we didn't win the games. Certainly against Aston Villa more so than probably Wolves. So yeah, I think it shows how far we've come, but we don't really look at that. We just look at the game in itself, because there'll be other games where we maybe don't play so well. And when you do play well, you need to make it count.
Darnell's got too much ban now, hasn't he, for 10 yellow cards. Are you concerned about the number of yellow cards?
Yeah, I think that yellow card in particular is a silly one from Darnell. I don't think it was necessary. I think there's been other ones in the season because of how we play, because we press high up the pitch, and generally it's the guys behind the ball that are making the fouls. I mean, it's not really a surprise. It's like Ben Pearson, who's a sitting midfield player, full-backs who are picking up bookings, centre-backs who are picking up bookings. It's not guys at the top end of the pitch that are picking up a lot of bookings. I mean, probably apart from Jordan, because we had to put the ball up and had to fight for it. But it's purely because when we press, the first guy who presses the ball and the second guy who presses the ball, they're not the ones that necessarily win it. It's normally the third or fourth. And a lot of the bookings have been picked up through probably arguably breaking promising attacks or whatever you want to call it. But I think it's been subject to more the way we play rather than we're a dirty team, because I don't think by any means we're a dirty team. But I thought Daniel's booking the other day was unnecessary, and that's disappointing. However, if you'd offer me, knowing Daniel and the way he plays, if you'd offer me when he'd be suspended, I'd probably take the next two games, because after that we've got Bristol Fulham. So it wasn't manufactured by any means. However, that would be my thoughts.
Actually, probably full-back positions and midfield positions, you're quite well staffed there, aren't you? So I mean, I guess you can cope with a suspension or two.
We thought that at the start of the season, and with Alan Brown playing centre-back, so I don't want to sort of preempt anything. But yeah, but we've got enough bodies to take cover. I mean, with Josh Errol, who didn't play the other night, who's done very well recently. We've got Callum Woods to come back in as well. Hopefully Tom won't be too far away. We've got Tommy Spurr, who came back in at Brentford, so... We've got enough sort of strength and depth.